Okay, that was the new single from Billy the Kid and Phone Bills, which is out on 8th of September. And I'm joined on the line by Billy the Kid herself. Hello, Billy.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good, thanks. Now, thanks for having a chat with us today. You're over in the UK at the moment to support your current album, your fourth album, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. I knew I was going to have trouble saying that. And I think I have to start by asking where the name of that album comes from.
To me, it painted a picture of kind of luck and destruction. But it's an old timey saying, I think most popularized in like the Depression era, America. The saying is close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Oh, right. We've never heard that expression. We don't have that one over here.
Yeah. So luckily no one's going to get it. It's an inside joke. And I originally started thinking about it because it just says, being on the verge of something, being kind of close, and the feeling of like maybe it's even unattainable.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, the whole album, you've got a new production team for it as well, which is a bit of a change to the way that you've made music in the past.
I'll say.
Slight understatement. So what happens? I mean, for the benefit of our listeners, in the past, you've been very much DIY, crowdfunding and so on. And now suddenly we've got a great team behind you.
Yeah. So I've been kind of over-involved in my whole life and releasing my albums and paying for the recordings with pre-orders. And now I got the opportunity to make this new album with England's own Frank Turner and his drummer from the Sleeping Souls, Nigel Powell.
That's a fantastic step up, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it worked out. I'm really glad. Not only was I ready to kind of step away and be a little bit less involved, but they're great musicians, and Frank, many people might not know him as a producer. They think of him as this, you know, pretty successful artist. But he was great. He plays a lot of instruments, and he's very talented.
Yeah, I think he's very popular in England at the moment. His stock's pretty high. So if people hear that he's the producer, people are going to sit up and listen. So you must be very pleased with what he's done.
Yeah, it was cool because, you know, we kind of grew up in similar circles. We both were in kind of more punk rock bands, and now we're doing this more singer-songwriter kind of a thing. So we had this unspoken understanding going into it, and my favorite part, I think, was just the fact we didn't really speak too much about the music. We just kind of played it.
Yeah. There's obviously some kind, and you describe the album as well as being badass, which I don't think we have. We don't have that word in England, so that's obviously you're obviously very proud about how it's all turned out. I mean, the production aside, how has the actual songwriting been going? Any diversions from what you've done in the past?
A little bit. I mean, I originally submitted like 30 something demo recordings. As for lack of a better word, a kind of appeal, I was trying to get Extra Mile, the label, to work with me and put out a new album because they were interested in re-releasing my last album, which I was fine with, but I also was really excited about these new songs. So we had a lot of material to pick from, and Frank was instrumental in that and the final song choices. So I think it's a good combination of like the more rock stuff, which is where we come from, and then the more kind of, I guess, folk thing, which is what I have been doing for the last bunch of records.
Yeah, I mean, you've been very successful with the previous records, with getting your recordings and tours crowdfunded. We talked a little bit about that. I mean, it must be a good position to be in, knowing that if you want to go out and tour Europe or so on, then people will support it in advance. It's better to know that than just turn up and wondering who's going to be there.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's the result of about 10 years of just meeting one fan and one friend at a time, and then waking up one day and realizing that, for example, the last tour I did over here, I painted one painting a day and put it up on eBay.
Yeah,
and that's kind of
that.
How I paid for my flight.
That was fantastic.
And some of the expenses and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a brilliant way of doing it. Very very inventive. You must. Do you have a bit of a fan club in England? Because I know that you're playing. I think it's four dates, isn't it? You're over in, is it Bristol tonight? You've got, and then you're coming through to London on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean it's getting better. It's all kind of new to me. I'd never been over here up until this last year. So touring with Chuck Reagan a couple months ago really helped, and hopefully this new album with Frank will kind of be a nice introduction to the fans over here, because it's a nice place to come and visit.
Yeah, yeah, and after your short British tour, you're heading back to Canada and the US for 11 dates with another Brit. You're supporting Billy Bragg, which has to be, again, something else you must be looking forward to.
Oh, man, I've been such a huge fan of Billy Bragg for more than half my life. In fact, when my friends and family found out about this tour, I was getting emails saying, we remember you covering these Billy Bragg songs when you first started out playing when you were like 15, 16 mm-hmm. years old. So it's a real dream come true. It's funny that all the kind of collaborations these days are Englishmen.
Any particular reason?
I have a real thing for the accent. No, I don't know. they seem to be really nice. So maybe the Canadian Commonwealth connection has something to do with that. I don't know.
I think so. Yeah. Well, we don't all talk like Hugh Grant over here, but you know, we know Frank Turner. He's very nice. He's been down to the station a couple of times before, and you know, Billy Bragg's got the same accent as me. So you know, we got something in common. but it's any plans after the tour? Presumably, you're concentrating on the album. It's all new out, and you want to get it out to as many people as possible.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep playing shows wherever people let me, and rinse, repeat, you know, just keep the train rolling.
Yeah, yeah. And then maybe another more albums after that, more songwriting.
Always, always. It'll never stop as long as I'm alive.
Insatiable songwriting. That's what we like. Brilliant. Okay, Billy, thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat with us today. Really enjoying the new song. We're going to be playing that lots on the station as well. Hope the album and the tours go well for you.
Oh, thanks so much. Great talking to you. Have a good one.